Begin with the word Shah. So the 6,000 line beginning with Shah. So Rav Akiva said, this is what the Gemara is analyzing, the statements of Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva is saying that when you have to make a damage payment, that damage payment has to be the best of the Mazik. Yerushalayim, you have to give him Yerushalayim. Payment in the form of Yerushalayim, the best of his. Kal v'chomer, if the damage payment is the hektish, for sure you're going to have to give Yerushalayim. Those are the words of Rav Akiva. Mar says, look, well, I have a question. We'll start from that word, lion, because that describes the question. What do you mean if you have to pay hektis, damages, you pay him Yerushalayim? The Torah says, when your ox damages a hektis ox, you don't pay anything. You're off the hook. Never mind not paying Yerushalayim. You don't pay zero. You're off the hook. You only pay damages to a friend in the street, not hektish. And that the Gemara answers, Rav Akiva Sovelei from Shimon ben Manasseh. Akiva's shift is like Shimon ben Manasseh. What did Rav Shimon ben Manasseh say? That's what Rav Akiva held. The Tanya, the life in the Bryson. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, in the eyes of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, held, Shasha Hektish, Shanoga Shasha Hektish is possible. If Hektish damages, and you want to make a claim against Hektish, then Hektish is off the hook. But Shasha Hektish, but if a person in the streets ox, Shanoga Shasha Hektish damages a shlomim, something belonging to Hektish, Beta, Beimud, where it's the first time, it's damaging. Where it's already damaged three times. Mishalim Nezik Sholem, that Ruvain of the owner of that ox, is going to have to pay full value of the Shlomim of the Hektish animal. So in fact, according to this, the Rekiva held up Shimon Master, that of course, when you damage Hektish, you have to pay, and it's even more horrible that when you damage Hektish, you're going to have to pay more than you do to a regular guy in the street. You're going to have to pay the full value, even if it's the first time that the ox is going. Normally you only have to pay half. With Hektish, you have to pay half. And he held on Shimon Asa that Hektish in fact is worse. So now we understand Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva says, when you need to make a payment of damages, you have to pay with Yerushalayim and cover Homer. If you're going to have to pay damages to Hektish, which you do, because I have option and nothing, for sure, when you make the payment, you have to be with Yerushalayim, Kavachom, because Hektish is Mochom. Everything fits. However, we left off with Rashba's question. Rashba's question is the following. If you held like option and nothing, well, you damage Hektish, of course you have to pay damages, then why do I need a Kavachom? Why do I need a Kavachom that the damage payment has to be Yerushalayim? Of course there has to be Yerushalayim even without a Kavachom. Because the Pasuk says, when you damage, and you have to make a payment, you have to pay it with Yerushalayim. That's what the Pasuk says. So why do I need a Kal V'chomer to tell me that when you pay Hektish, you're going to have to pay Yerushalayim because of a Kal V'chomer. Because Yerushalayim is more homo, so that's why you pay Yerushalayim, that's why you pay Hektish Yerushalayim, because it's more homo than Hektish. What do you need that? Let's say you have no Kal V'chomer. The Pasuk says, every damage payment, pay with Yerushalayim. So there, doesn't say rain? Doesn't say rain? Doesn't rain? By shame the regal, doesn't say rain. Shame the regal. Shame the regal. It says, your animal damages by consuming, you have to pay. Mate of Sadeh, that's all the Pasuk. You have to pay with the best. There's no not possible anything to the rail. Not talking about going, it's talking about consuming and you pay with the best.
No.
Completely different. Different sugya. So the Rashi's question is, why does Rav Akiva have to say the word Kal Vachom? Don't give Kal Vachom. Organization. So, that's the Rashi's question. This is Shem, we'll try and answer it. The Acharonim will try and answer it. Let's say what the Acharonim say as we follow on. Let's carry on the Gemara. So, what says, if Rabbi Kiva is a special shitter of a Shimon Menasseh, that when you damage Hekish, you have to pay him, Hekish is actually more chomo. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, my bitty idiot, the Nizik, the Zuburus, the Masik, please. So, if so, why are we suggesting that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are arguing whether you give him Yushalayim quality, because that's your best, the Masik's best, or you give him Bet Shevesh, or Bnei Barak, which is maybe the best of the Nizik? That's how we explain the Machlokas up to now. Maybe everyone, Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel, maybe don't have an argument on that. Maybe Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel would agree that you pay the best of the one who's damaged. Bet Shemesh, his best is Bet Shemesh. You only give him Bet Shemesh. His best is Debrat. You only give him Debrat. You don't need to give him Shalom. Even Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel maybe not have a machlokas about that. And what would they argue? Look to Rishim of Manasseh Rabbanu. Maybe the whole machlokas is whether you're chayev when you damage Hekish. Rabbi Kiva says if you damage Hekish, you're chayev and you have to pay the best called Bnei Barak, best of the one damaged, of the Hekish. Because he held like the Manasseh. Rishim also became a bond. Rishim also held. You don't pay. Maybe that's the whole machlokas. Not in the quality you pay. Maybe they agreed what the quality you pay, the rules of the quality you pay, they agree. And the whole machlok is whether you pay for hektish or don't. On that, the Gemara says, I've got three reasons why you can't suggest that the machlok. So first, it came, if that's the whole machlokus, they're not arguing in quality, they're arguing hektish or not. Milo bar kosis. What's the wording of Rabbi Kiva when he says, you've got wrong pesach in translating the pasuk? That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Rabbi Kiva says, you Rabbi Shmuel, reading this pasuk, of course, you're giving the best, as being the best of the one damaged. Okay? No barakos. So, no, that's not how you read the pasuk. Well, you just suggest that Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel don't argue in how reading the pasuk, they only argue in hechtes. The wording of Rav Akiva says, I disagree with how you read the pasuk. That's what the wording of Rav Akiva says. I do not translate the pasuk like you translate it. That means they're arguing in what quality you have to give. Not just Hekish. Right? But, second reason why this can't be Peshat, because my Kal Vachomer to Hekish. What's the Kal Vachomer to Hekish? If everyone, if Rabbi Kiva held, like Rabbi Shmuel, that you give only the best of the one damage, let's say it's Bnei Barak, you only give Bnei Barak, and everyone agrees to that, you only give Bnei Barak, you don't have to give Yerushalayim, you only give Bnei Barak, if that, and they just argue Hekdesh, Makar Bachem Hekdesh. So what's the word Makar Bachem Hekdesh? Now I'm going to analyze in Rashi, how Rashi is learning this wording of the Gemara. What's the Gemara asking over here? Ma kal vachomer hektish. Look at Rashi. Rashi is going in line with the Gemara just now. Go a bit down. Going a bit down. About maybe four or five lines down from the Gemara where we presently are in Rashi. It says, Od ma kal vachomer hektish. The hektish is the end of the line of Rashi. Everyone's got it? Don't you got it?
Yeah.
So it's my Kal v'chomer hetish. What's this Kal v'chomer hetish? So Rashi explains, what's the question? Hoyo, min ha'idiyas t'koma Rabbi Kiva, anizikoi. Since you are suggesting that Rabbi Kiva agrees that you only pay the best or the one damage, and he's coming to be lenient, that the mazik, who's got Yerushalayim, doesn't need to give Yerushalayim. He just needs to give his worst, which is Bet, Bnei Brak. He has only have to give Bnei Brak. Then my Kal v'chomer lehetish. Then how can you say the words Kal v'chomer lehetish? Gres avi. Kal v'chomer has always come to say, if you're being machmir over in this topic, then Kal v'chomer by hetish, you're going to be machmir. But if Rabbi Akiva held on Shmuel, then you only give him Bnei Barak. You don't have to give Yerushalayim. You only need to give Bnei Barak. Then you can't say, and Kal v'chomer you give Bnei Barak to Hesus. You can't make a Kal v'chomer on a Kula. You can't say, well, I'm going to be lenient when you damage Shmuel, and Kal v'chomer I should be lenient when I damage Hesus. Those words don't make sense. You don't say, Kal v'chomer I'm going to be lenient on Hesus, which is worse than Shmuel. You could say, if I'm being machmeh on Shimon, Kal v'chomer I'm going to be machmeh when you damage Hetzes, not Hetzes, it's much worse. But you can't say, when I'm being lenient when you damage Shimon, Kal v'chomer I'm going to be lenient when you damage Hetzes, that doesn't make sense. So therefore that can't suggest that he says, just give the name back. Listen. Making the Kal v'chomer is a Kal v'chomer to be lenient. But Kiva Yomakar says Hetish Nazikin. Rabbi Kiva says Hetish is much more chomer than Nazikin, the regular guy. How does it tarshok or Hetish Nazikin? Because even if you damage a Hetish for the first time, you have to pay full money. It's much worse. You can't say, well, if I damage Shimon, you pay only for Bnei Barak, I'm lenient on you. So, you're going to have to pay only for Bnei Barak on Hetish, which is much worse. Doesn't make sense, those words. That's the most. So I'm just going to quote Tosi's question outside. Maybe that's what Shmuel's about to ask. If not, then Shmuel can ask his question. Tosi has a question on Rashi. He says, I don't understand. Let's say you had no posuk of native. No posuk at all. You owe money because you're damaged and you've got no instructions of paying best. Okay? No instructions. Fine. So, what would Rabbi Shmuel, who normally says, give the best, but the best of the one being damaged, which in Asmara means Bnei Brak, what would Rabbi Shmuel say if there's no possible for Meitiv at all? What would Rabbi Shmuel actually tell you to give? No possible. So, what would Rabbi Shmuel actually tell you to give? What would Shmuel tell you to give? You damage, Reuven damage Shimon. You have to now pay. The pasuk doesn't give you any instructions on what quality to give. So what would you need to, I've got Bnei Brak, I've got Bet Shemesh, what should I, what would I love to give Bet Shemesh? Would I have to be giving Bet Shemesh if the pasuk doesn't say anything? Can I give Bet Shemesh? Yeah? Yeah? I can give Bet Shemesh. Yeah? So you can give Bet Shemesh. So when Rabbi Shmuel, when the boss says mate, and the Shmuel says it means the best of the quality of the one damaged, and he's got the neighbor up, so the boss say, now you have to give the neighbor up. Now you have to give the neighbor up. Is that the kula or is that the chumra? Is the boss coming to be stringent with the words mate, or is it going to be lenient? Well, the words mate, you can give. Bet Shemesh. When he goes now, Meitiv, even Rabbi Shmuel's Meitiv, is still an upgrade. What's the upgrade? So instead of Bet Shemesh, it's now Bnei Brak. So that was a Chumrah. So what does Rashi mean that if Rabbi Kiva learned Rabbi Shmuel, that he gives an Ezra, then how can you say well Kavah Choma? You're being, the Pasuk coming to be lenient, you can't make out Kavah Choma on the leniency. It's not true. The Pasuk, even in the eyes of Shmuel, is coming to be Machmir. Without the Pasuk, it's the Shemesh. With the Pasuk, it's the Nebarak. Kavah Choma, when you damage Kedush, you're going to have to pay Nebarak and not get away with Bet Shemesh. That's fine. Even if Rabbi Kiva learned Rabbi Shmuel, he can still say the word Kavah Choma. That's Tosfos' question. There's a question on Rashi. So we've got in front of us now two questions. Two sharp questions. Why do you need Bechlal the Kavah Choma? You're making a damage payment, then of course it's going to be the same whatever the Torah says. Whether it's Hetish or not, why do you need Bechlal the Kavah Choma? And what does Rashi mean? That to be held like Rabbi Shmuel, that says give him Bnei Brak, that's a Kula, you can't say the word Kavah Choma. Not! Bnei Brak is a Chumra in respect to Bet Shemesh. Those are two questions. So how do you answer the questions? So the Achronim, the Gedolei Achronim, say, in fact, one question answers the other. One question really answers the other. Now see, the marker number two on our pages. I've got a spare over here if you haven't, anyone hasn't got it. Book number two. The Chassan said to such as, I'm going to be matim a general knowledge. General knowledge, with this general knowledge, we're going to answer the question. What's the general knowledge? There's a pasuk in Vayikra that says, Ish ki yochul kodesh bishkoka. A person comes along, moving, he eats nice steak in front of him. He didn't realize it was. It was Hekish, it was Chatzis. You didn't realize it was a Chatzis. It's not allowed to eat Chatzis. Beshogig, it was Beshogig. What's that result? Yosef Chamishas Olof. You take the value of the steak he's eaten, 200 shekels, and he has to pay 200 shekels plus a penalty of extra 20%. Finish. The loss of the Kohen is the Kodesh, and you give it to the Kohen. Okay? Chamish Yisrael.
50 cents.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll go. Maybe. I'm not thinking about it. Okay. You have to pay a penalty. When you eat Hekish, you have to pay a penalty. To Shkodi, you have to pay the value plus a penalty. That's one general loss. Next, there's a Gemara in Yuma that says, Omer Rabbi Yumi, Omer is Lopesh. Zor she'ochel Tshuma. And Zor, Yisrael, he eats Tshuma. Tshuma is also like Hekish. Yisrael, Tshuma is not allowed to eat Tshuma. Achil Gassa. But he ate it when he's already was saturated. Before he was even started eating, he was saturated with food. And he ate it last stage. Now, is it called eating when you eat under saturated circumstances? Is it called you're doing an act of eating at that stage?
No.
It's not. You're not observing mitzvahs. You may not be chayv on Yom Kippur for such an action. Yeah, it's the Rabbanan only. It's not called eating. So you ate hektish in a fashion that's not called eating. So what's the din then? You pay. So he says, Mishalim is the game. You pay the value of what you had, the 200 shekels. The Eidah Mishalim is so much, but you don't get the penalty. Why? Why don't you get the penalty there? Kiyoko, because you only get the penalty if you eat. Bratamaz, not when you damage. And here, when you're eating, in a saturated sense, you're not eating, all you're doing is damaging the food. And damaging, you don't get the penalty for Hektish. Each Hektish, you get a penalty. Damage Hektish, you only pay the ken, you don't get the penalty. That is a Hatoma, says the Hasoga, factual things. Damaging Hektish, there's no penalty, only when you enjoy a man from Hektish, there's a penalty. Yes, sure.
You know it's talking about damaging Hektish and not damaging yourself.
No, it's talking about damaging myself, you know.
You have to avenge yourself, it's like
killing yourself. Because the Pasuk's talking about when you're eating the Hektish, when you're doing a myself, you know, not damaging. So in reference to the actual, what the subject over there is a reference to the item, the Hektish. Okay, so that's the rule. Eating, penalty. Damaging, Hektish, no penalty. Based on that, the Chasam Sofer says the following. Number three. Chazina from here. Acha Chazina. What we have seen. The Ochol Hektish, if you eat Hektish constantly, you get a penalty. Of course. Mazik, if you damage Hektish, no Chazina. You don't get a penalty. So if so, I now answer the question in the Sukkim. What's the answer? Here also, what's the ox doing? The ox, Reuben's ox, is he getting hanaf or he is damaging the Hektish ox? What's he doing? He's goring. Obviously he's damaging. Okay. Hokinami. Mazik Hektish, when he damages Hektish, lo nishon belazik. You can ask, I would think that you do, when you have to pay, that $1,000 worth of the ox, which you now is dead because of your ox killed it, you have to pay. But I would think you don't need to pay with Yushalayim, because paying with Yushalayim is a penalty. And as storekeepers and Zoris Mazik, you can get away, I would say, with his best, the Hektish best, which is paper up. That's not a penalty. Since I would have a harmony and such like that I would think that even though normally when you damage you pay Yerushalayim, but when it comes to Hektish, there's no penalties by Hektish, then you wouldn't pay Yerushalayim. I would think you would only have to pay his best, the Hektish best, which is the favor of, therefore that's why I need a Kalbachorah. That's why I need a Kalbachorah. Don't think that you shouldn't give him Yerushalayim, which you give to a normal guy in the streets. Because don't give that to Hektish, because that is a penalty. And you don't give penalties to Hektish. No, if you're going to pay Yerushalayim to Reuven, you're Kalbachorah going to have to pay Yerushalayim to Hektish, because Hektish were more machmir in damages. So you need a Kalbachorah to tell me you're giving Yerushalayim, because without the Kalbachorah, I think that Hektish would not get Yerushalayim, it would only get the name ground. Because Yerushalayim is a penalty. And don't give penalties. That's why you need Kalbachorah to say, hey, you give. Because I know, but Mazikim, we always more machmir than Mazikim when it comes to Hektish. Even the first time you give it, you have to pay the whole lot. So that's why the Kalbachorah is necessary. Answers the Rashba's question. Let's just keep the flow, and then if you have a question, at the end, you can ask. Okay. But, let me ask a question on this. It says, okay. We're going with a key visitor. Like, when you pay damage, you have to pay your best. You shall have. Kalbachorah, the Hektish, that was Kalbachorah, fine, I was with the Nebarak, but now Kalbachorah says, Yerushalayim, come. Now, without Kalbachorah, you would think Nebarak. That means, you will have two categories. Normal guy, give Yerushalayim. Hektish, give Nebarak, the Hektish is best. Where's the source that's possible to make two categories? How is it possible to make two categories? How can you have a Havim in there that there'll be two separate categories? Normal guy, Yerushalayim, that's what best means, Yerushalayim. Hekdesh! Talking, he was talking about this. I don't say give him, Bnei Barak, which is the best of Hekdesh. How can you say the word best means sometimes your best, the Mazik's best, and sometimes best means the best of the world's damage? How can they have two categories? Either the word best means consistently one who's damaging, or consistently means what that is. How can you say sometimes means this and sometimes means that? Okay. Simple question. Understand it. On that, if you go to the number Gimel, Kedushas Yisrael, over 200 years ago, a great Achron, he says, in fact, Hine Kushazu Kushala Gamor, this Kasha of the Rashba, why do you need the Kasha? Kabachoma is really the Gemara's Kasha. We'll stay that inside soon. The same Sova Gemara, the Gemara thinks, the Rav Kiva Hutzuch the Kabachoma. Rav Kiva needs the Kabachoma. Why does Rav Kiva need the Kabachoma? Ki Heichi to Lodema to Mahani Kra to behead it, Shminabazi. In order that you should learn that the Pashis translation of the Pasuk Meitiv means the Mazik's best, Yushalayim. And that's in reference to regular in the street, damaging, moving, damaging Shimon. The Hani Gezeirah Shova, and then Rabbi Kiva will say, there's also a Gezeirah Shova, besides the normal translation of the Pasuk, there's also a Gezeirah Shova, which says you give the best of the one being damaged, and that will be the Hekdesh. That will be in reference to Hekdesh. So he says, where's the source that there'll be two, a source for two different categories of payments of what best means? The answer is, Posuk, just translation of the Posuk says, the Mazik's best, which means Yerushalayim. And then there's a Gezeirah Shovah of Shovah Sota, which we discussed in the beginning, which means the Nizik's best. The one's best, damaged best. And therefore it says two different definitions of best. And I would think, Rav Akiva would say, that you give Yerushalayim when you're talking about damaging a regular guy, because then you can penalize him. But when you talk about the Hekdesh, where you can't penalize, I would say then you would give the best of the Hekdesh, which is paper right, because that platform is very sober, and that's how you learn best in a certain lesson. Therefore, that's why you need a Kabbalah to say, no, you can't differentiate and make Hekdesh lighter, because we know in damages, Kabbalah, you're going to have to pay exactly the best of your Yerushalayim in damages to Hekdesh because of the Kabbalah. That's the chaperone, the target of the God.
So you stole the idea of Rabbi Shimon about
yes,
you stole from
him. He recognizes it's an apostate, that is, there is two limuzim out there. There's apostate, that's the translation, and there's a Gezeirah Shovah, which says the equivalent translation. And Rabbi Kiva says, I would actually use that without my Kabbalah. I would actually use that to say, Hekdesh is only Bnei. But now my Kabbalah says that you can't. It's not going to be the same as Yerushalayim. Why use the Gezeirah Shovah for another time? But not for that. Okay. So, therefore, that's if Rabbi Kiva held, you give him Yerushalayim. If he scales and give him Yerushalayim, then the Kal Vachomer is beautiful. Because normal guys give Yerushalayim. You would think you give Hekdesh to Bnei Barak, Kal Vachomer give it Yerushalayim. Fine, beautiful. But, says the Chassam Sofer, you go down to the last line of Sweet Dalit. Esau Kedata. If you would learn, think. Gam Behedit Nizet Sheminon. If Rabbi Kiva would agree to Yishmael. That even the regular guy in the street, he only gets Bnei Barak. Enkan Kanas, that's not a penalty to give the regular guy Bnei Barak. To give the damaged party his best, that's not a penalty. In Kedmah Kalvachoma, why would you need a Kalvachoma and think that Hekdesh will be worse unless you have the Kalvachoma? Why? You only think the hektis is worse and you need a kal v'chomer. If the regular guy in the street is a penalty, you think hektis doesn't get that penalty, kal v'chomer it does. But if the regular guy in the street is not a penalty, then of course you pay hektis the same as the regular guy, because you would think that, why would you think hektis would be any different? And you need a kal v'chomer. You only need a kal v'chomer. You think hektis is lighter, and will apply what you get to apply to a regular guy. Why? When do you think the hedges of life will apply? Because the regular guy is you're giving him something which is considered like a penalty. And the hedges doesn't have that right to get the penalty. So therefore it's lighter. Comes on, come on, and say, no, it's not lighter. But if the regular guy which you make a payment to is not a penalty, it's what he deserves, then of course hedges deserves the same even without a cover. So therefore, only if Rabbi Akiva held like his shitta, that you give Yerushalayim, is it shach to say the words, kal v'chomer, you're going to give Yerushalayim to hechtis. Then you need to cover him. But Rabbi Akiva says, like Rabbi Shmuel, that you have to only give him b'nei barach, his best, then of course hechtis gets b'nei barach, even out of the home. The words of Rabbi Akiva kal v'chomer would not make sense. So now, that's what the Gemara is saying. Go back to the Gemara. Gemara is saying, Gemara is saying, in line with the beginning of the line is Hakosuf. We've already read it. Beginning of the line is Hakosuf. The Gemara says, I've got a second question. On what? If you want to make Rabbi Akiva and Rishmol the same, that Rabbi Akiva says, just give him the b'nei barach, that can't be, because why? Oh, why that can't be? My kal v'chomer the hektish. Because then it doesn't make sense, the words, kal v'chomer the hektish. If you make Rabbi Akiva the same as Rishmol, that Rabbi Akiva says, you only give b'nei barach, because that's the best of the one being damaged, then it's not a penalty. Then of course you would also give hektish, also the neighbor, because there's no reason not to give hektish, because it's not a penalty. So if so, why you need to say, like kal v'chomer hektish, why do you have to say that your reason why you pay the best is because of kal v'chomer? Even without kal v'chomer, you can pay the best. Everyone understands the Cheshbon? I can repeat it again if people don't.
Repeat, please.
Okay. Don't be shy. Don't bite.
It's not very fashionable to say I don't understand. I don't understand.
Okay. Rabbi Akiva and Rishmol argue. What are they arguing? Rabbi Akiva says, give him Yerushalayim. Give him Yerushalayim. Rishmol said, no, give him, you only have to give his best. His best is paper. Give him paper. Okay. Gemara says, yes, okay. If Rabbi Akiva says, give Yerushalayim, understand why he said, needs to say, you also have to give Yerushalayim when you're paying hektish. Because of a kal v'chomer. Understand those words. Why? Because I would think without a kal v'chomer, that even though the regular guy you give Yerushalayim, but hedish you don't. Why would I think not that, that you don't give hedish? Because it's a penalty to give Yerushalayim. And you don't give penalties to hedish. That's what we learned. Well, come on, Gitzin. Go on, you. Don't give penalties to hedish. So I think a regular guy you give Yerushalayim, a normal guy, a hedish, you won't give Yerushalayim, but you would give him what he deserves. He doesn't deserve Yerushalayim, but you give him what he deserves, which is b'nei barach. Therefore, that's why I need to say the word kal v'chomer lehetish, that even by hetish, you still give Yerushalayim because of a kal v'chomer, because hetish is much more stringent in respect to hetish in the street, in hilchos damages. Everyone understand that bit?
Yeah.
Okay. But if Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel don't argue about quality, and Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel both agree that you give the best of who was damaged, which is Bnei Brak, that's all you have to do, give Bnei Brak. Then, when you damage Hetzish, of course, how much do you give? What Hetzish deserves. Don't give penalties, but you give them what they deserve. What do they deserve? The best of what Hetzish has, which is Bnei Brak. You give them Bnei Brak. So you give them Bnei Brak, even without Kal Vachomer. So why are you saying you only give Hetzish the best because of Kal Vachomer? If the word best means give the best, that the person who was damaged, you give his best, which is Bnei Brak, then why would you need to say, and you give also Hetzish the best of what Hetzish deserves? Because of Kal Vachomer, and without the Kal Vachomer, I wouldn't say that. What do you mean without the Kal Vachomer, you wouldn't say that? Why wouldn't you say that? Without the Kal Vachomer. Without the Kal Vachomer, Hetzish need to get paid what they deserve. What they deserve is the best of Hetzish, which is Bnei Brak. So therefore, you have to pay Hetzish, the damage payments of $1,000, in their best quality, which is Bnei Brak, and that's possible. And you wouldn't need a Kal Vachomer to say that. So if Rabbi Akiva says, you need a Kal Vachomer, obviously he's telling me a situation where you would think that Hetzish don't deserve it. That's only in a case where he's saying to a normal guy, I'm giving you a penalty, and therefore you would think Hetzish would not deserve it, and therefore you would need Kal Vachomer to upgrade Hetzish to that penalty of Yerushalayim. Everyone understands? I can repeat it a third time. Are you want to repeat on the third time? So, we've now answered all our questions. We're saying you do need the Kal Vachomer, but only if you learn, like Rabbi Akiva's shitta of giving you Yerushalayim, which is called a penalty. And therefore, that's why the law says that if you learn, Rabbi Akiva was not learning you give Yerushalayim, but he was in fact learning that you give Bnei Brak like Yishmael, then it wouldn't make sense to say you need a Kal Vachomer, because then I wouldn't have a husband to think that Hetzish would be different. Right? Therefore, that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that if you make Rabbi Akiva held like Rabbi Yishmael, then my Kal Vachomer Lahetzish. You're making him lenient. If Rabbi Akiva is being lenient, you don't need a Kal Vachomer Lahetzish. What does the word lenient mean? Paying Yerushalayim is stringent. Paying Bnei Brak is lenient in respect to Yerushalayim. Yes? It depends what you're talking about. Bnei Brak is more stringent in respect to Bet Shemesh. But in respect to Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak is lenient. So Rashi is saying, if you're saying Rabbi Akiva is being lenient and not saying Yerushalayim, but he's saying Bnei Brak, then you don't need Kal Vachomer. That's what Rashi meant. Of course, Bnei Brak is more stringent than Bet Shemesh, but I wouldn't need a Kal Vachomer to tell me that. That's the problem. That's all Rashi's pointing at. Well, the answer is both questions. Anyone who wants to go over it again, they've been coherent, but they want to go over it again just to get clear, they can always come to me and ask or send emails. Now, in which Malmokum?
$3.
$3. And now Rashi fits in nicely, says the Chasam Sofer. Boshi Shapir, Rashi is now great. Now, the icing on the cake is basically what the Chassam Sofer is telling us is Rabbi Akiva, when he says Yerushalayim, is penalizing, and Rabbi Yishmael, when he says Bnei Brak, is not penalizing. He's saying what you get, you deserve. Which, if you remember at the beginning of the sugya, we were suggesting the opposite. We've said that Rabbi Yishmael was penalizing. That's why Rabbi Yishmael, at the beginning of the sugya, was suggesting that you pay even more than what you damaged. That was at the beginning of the sugya. And now we switched it around. Now, where does the Chasam Sofer get the idea that Rabbi Akiva is penalizing and Rabbi Yishmael is not penalizing? If particularly if in the beginning of Sugya we felt that way around, where, how does we know that it switched? How do we know the Rukiva is a penalizer? So we'll go to your Maramaka number 4. Four Aleph, I'm going to read the outside. Four Beis, I'll read the inside. Four Aleph says, why do you pay? Why is the Torah making you pay the debt? We discussed this at the beginning of the of this sugya, beginning of this month. Why is the Torah interested that when you make a damage payment, you make a damage payment with the debt? Anyone remember? No, go with the other idea. Second answer. First, with the easy answer. Why is the Torah interested that when you make a damage payment, you make a damage payment with the best? Well, yeah, so we're asking, what's the kavanah behind the Torah? Why is the Torah, when it says best, interested that the damage payment should be done with the best? Discuss the beginning. One, because? Yeah, literally, very good. You sure it's excellent, you remember? Is that we want to give a payment which is very easy for the person with damage to deal with and make it liquid and be liquidity. Yeah, mm-hmm. So turn it into cash easy. So give him the best. Okay, that's one concept. There's another concept, a different way of looking at it. We review the mortgage again. Rabino Omer. Now, so there's other points. To give him liquidity, to make it very easy for him. How much, what's the maximum in logic I should give to him? To, just to fulfill liquidity. The best of what? Best of the world, the best of the one damaging, or the world the best of the one damaged? What is the good enough liquidity to fulfill? Yeah, the best of the one being damaged is good enough to be considered, I've given him liquidity in his eyes, I've given him something very good. Yeah? Okay. Says the Gemara Gittin, four base. And this is where we'll finish, and also we'll see straight away where the custom circle gets from. Ravina Omer. Ravina says, I'll tell you the reason why the Torah made you make pay the best. Lo long, Masvis Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva when it says pay the best and it says Tekona. The Mishnah said pay the best and it says Tekona. That's Rabbi Kiva. The Omer. With the rights of the Masichon. What does Rukiva hold? He says you give the best of the one damaging. His best, Yushalayim. You give his Yushalayim. It's a Tekona. The Dorish Tama Tekra. Because he is Dorish Tama Tekra. Ma Tam Tama. What does Rukiva say? Ma Tam Nezikin Shomayim. Why does the Nezikin have to give the best? Not give liquidity, that's not the reason. I mean, they tick on a tick and hold on, because it's necessary for as a tekona. What's the tekona? I'm not sure. They ma of a zikr shomer this way. Ne ha gazlonim, ne ha ma chamsim. Because there's people out there who are gazlonim, who are not nice people. Kadesh yom odom. We want to make sure people don't make a cheshbon in life. Lo ma ani gazlon. We want to encourage people not to damage, not to steal, not to snatch. How do we do that? Because we say, if you do damage, and you do steal, or you do snatch, Mocha Basin, tomorrow Basin, Jordan, Nixon, Newton, Sultan, Law. And tomorrow Basin will come and take your best. And therefore, it's a disincentive, deterrent. Why are you paying best as a deterrent? To be a deterrent, what best, whose best does it have to be a deterrent? So therefore, the etzim is a kanas, it's a penalty to deter the mazik from making chesed, I'm going to mazik it and get benefit from it. Now we deter him by saying, because if you do, and then we get caught, and then you have to pay. You're going to have to pay your best, which is not logical, but it's a penalty in order to deter. So who's the shitter that holds that you pay the best of the one who's a mazik? Who's that shitter? Do you pay Yerushalayim? Who's Yerushalayim guy? Rabbi Kiva. So that's where the Chassam Sofer got it from. Rabbi Akiva says, you give your shalayim, that's the type of penalty as a deterrent. You would think that doesn't apply to hetzer, only applies to a regular guy. But Rabbi Shmuel, who says, you give to his best, the one who's been damaged, he learns it's not a deterrent reason. It's just to give him liquidity, and liquidity is justly deserved. It's not a penalty. You wouldn't need a car block loan by hetzer to say that such a payment is due. Okay, so therefore, that's why everything has a closed circle at the end of the day. But the Kibbutz Shmuel all fits in nicely, and all the questions have been answered. Yeah. The Hashem, on Shabbos will be 4:30, and next week will be Monday and Thursday, where there will be another day outside.